This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, OJ doesn't go to LA, Big Macs for life, and a meat van. It's all coming up right after this.
Attention, Furgler shoppers. You need hardware, you need Furgler. That's right, Furgler's Hardware Store. Furgler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right, Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails, including the kitchen sink. Furgler's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Furgler's. Free popcorn Mondays, free coffee Fridays, free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must be Furgler's Hardware Store. If Furgler's doesn't have it, you don't Fergan need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Furgler.
He's Ernie Furgler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there. If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Talking about college football and college football players, O.J. Simpson, of course, he says, over the weekend, he said he avoids going to Los Angeles. Why, Chick? Well, because he says he doesn't want to run into Nicole Brown's killer.
Oh, my goodness.
He told a reporter, Tim Graham of TheAthletic.com, that people may think this is self-serving, but I might be sitting next to whoever did it. I really don't know who did this, OJ said.
Oh, my God.
He also told the reporter, I figured eventually somebody would confess to something, you know? Yeah, Juice, we know. Mm-hmm. He continues to say, I had one suspect I told my lawyers to look at, but nothing happened. Simpson added, I still think he might be involved, though, but, of course, I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Damn!
Juice. A lot of mirrors in L.A., Juice.
Yeah.
Juice, you might
stand in the bathroom.
Oof. Do you suppose he gets amazing service at restaurants?
I don't know. I don't know how I would react if he were even in the room. I mean, the last waiter
that pissed him off.
You forget over the years how guilty he certainly seemed in the early hours of that. Robert Kardashian. Well, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, Tom.
Okay.
Robert Kardashian read his, what we all thought was a suicide note. We thought he was going to kill himself in his driveway. You remember this? The slow speed chase and everything?
Sure. But I didn't get to watch it live because I was a kid.
Right.
So I just know it from the docuseries. So in my head, it's Ross from Friends reading the letter.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I like that.
That was fun. It was great.
That's right. There's John a great Travolta. Document. There's a great documentary out there. I think it's called June 17th, 1994 or
yeah,
something like that.
Because he was on the run and the Masters and
Arnold
Atlanta
Palmer's,
was in
Arnold Palmer's last Masters,
yeah.
the World Cup soccer was in Chicago.
It was insane.
Everything was converging. I think the Rangers won the cup, yada, yada. It's a great documentary. And finally, kids. Yes.
Stupid world record.
Uh-oh, you're rubbing your head.
But at last, this is something I might want to take on.
Okay.
A Wisconsin man has beaten his own Guinness World Record for the most Big Mac burgers eaten in a lifetime.
Wow.
I like the Big Mac. I like the quarter pounder.
Nothing wrong with the Big Mac.
Have you seen a picture of this guy?
No.
What are you trying to say?
What are you judging already on a picture?
What he's implying is you hear a guy, you hear Big Macs, you hear a world record of eating
Big Macs.
He's
a big man, isn't he?
Look at this load is what you're thinking.
No, not at all.
The opposite?
No, he's very fit. Christy, the haircut, rather.
Is he wearing a hat?
No, he's got rock star length hair down to his waist, but he's got bangs.
Anyway,
okay.
Since 1972, Donald Gorski, known as the King of Big Macs, has eaten a total of 32,340 Big Macs, a number that keeps growing, of course, every day, since he eats about 2 Big Macs every day.
Yikes.
His fast food journey began on May 17th, 1972. After getting his first car, Gorski drove to McDonald's to get his first 3 Big Macs. He recalls, quote, "In that moment, I said, I'm going to probably eat these for the rest of my life." Gorski plans on officially updating his record title in the years to come. Gorski said of his first 3 Big Macs, I threw the cartons in the back of my seat and started counting them from day one. He also said he retained every single receipt and organized his boxes as well as pouches by year. With 563 calories per sandwich, many wonder how Donald is able to maintain his health while consuming so much fast food.
Mm-hmm.
He said his secret is mainly eating the 2 burgers per day as his general meal and skipping out on the French fries. He also walks about 6 miles a day to maintain his health, he says.
Okay, I'm looking at his picture now. I can see him better. Not a good look.
Well, I mean,
and I'm going to say something that's not going to go over well.
Go for it.
I hate a guy in flip-flops. I'm sorry.
Christy.
He's sitting on a pile of Big Macs with flip-flops. That's disgusting.
Unless
I don't want to see your feet.
Unless you can slip out of your flip-flops and put your toes in sand.
Yes.
Cover your feet up, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Chip.
Don't throw on flip-flops and run to the hardware store.
Okay.
Do it.
Christy, this has become personal. Is this because I wore flip-flops 2 weeks ago in a work check?
No,
disgusting.
I didn't notice.
Wilbur.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was late for work.
I noticed that. I would have said
we
something.
We all talked
I
about
I wore flip-flops 2 Fridays
guy,
ago, and he gave me the business about it.
We all talked about it. It was horrible.
Ugh.
There was an odor.
Chick, I'm sorry.
This guy is
sorry.
The point is, this guy is he's in good shape. Just eats Big Macs, loves them every day. Yeah. He's got all the receipts.
Yeah,
he's obviously very loyal to McDonald's, and obviously he's very loyal to the barber that he had when he was 7.
Yes, that is not a good look.
He has what we like a bowl haircut.
Now, how old is this guy? We don't know how old he is, right?
But
licensed in 1976, so born in
72.
So he'd be. Oh, he got his license in 72?
He got 70. His first car in 72. It doesn't say if he got his license or not.
Well, unfortunately, there's not enough numbers here for us to figure that math out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's statistically impossible to figure out how old he is.
But I could go for a Big Mac right now. They sound very tasty.
DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Is that sports?
My goodness. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Now, coming up, Christy has a
okay.
Christy has a world record, but
I have a world record.
Yeah, kind of a record. Well, it's a record for blood alcohol content.
Oh yeah, but that's not.
Yeah.
Yes.
It may be a state record, so I think we'll let you handle that. Is that okay?
Yeah, this didn't seem like a story the chick would do, because I don't think we want to praise this world record.
No, by no means.
No.
Got a problem, Christy.
What? The flip-flop thing?
No. The Olympic flame.
Oh, my gosh.
Legend has it that the flame has been kept lit since the first Olympic Games.
But it's a legend.
Turns out... That's not true.
Of course.
What? Well, that, right.
What? Are you kidding? Not. That's crazy.
I thought that, and then I did have a letter from someone who said, yes, when the flame passed through their town, there was a van that had a backup flame in case the flame went out.
Backup flame.
To relight the torch.
I love how you live in this cute little naive world, though, that you really thought that.
You of all people.
I know.
I don't know why. Why don't...
That's like something I would say.
Just they see the Olympic flame as a symbol of life and the competitive spirit of the games.
Well, there's your problem right there. It's marketing. It's advertising.
Now, this is during
it's
the
bringing the world together.
The Olympic flame is usually carried by runners. However, over time, it's been transported. In 1948, the flame crossed the English Channel on a boat.
Sure. And they didn't have wings on their feet either when they were running.
Sure.
Just so you know.
In 1952, it flew in an airplane to Helsinki, Finland.
Uh-huh.
Flame on a plane.
How about this one? Flames on a plane.
Sounds like a great idea.
The Olympic flame was turned into a radio signal sent from Athens via satellite to Canada that triggered a laser beam to relight the flame in 1976.
That's not true.
So, yeah, it's right
Wait
here.
A minute. The flame
Wait.
Was turned into a radio signal.
That doesn't...
How do you do that, Marconi?
Go was ahead. It like in Back to the Future when the fire goes across the electric lines?
I'm sure there was some scientific thing. You guys don't know anything about science.
Oh, and you do?
Yeah.
I know what I read. I trust my scientist friends. How cool is that, though? Triggering a laser beam?
And
remember the time they
cool.
lit it with the flaming arrow? They lit that. That was so great.
And I don't think they did that. I think that,
that was
a trick.
Fake.
Yeah, that looked pretty fake.
He shot the arrow into the air. I don't think it came anywhere near
fake.
The flame.
You take a
and
chance.
When it arched over, they just kicked it
they
on downstairs.
Take a chance with that.
All right,
yeah.
Artie. When I give you the knob, you throw the switch, and it's going to look like the arrow is lighting the flame.
And there's
are,
some,
you, are you ready, Artie? Ready, Artie?
And there's some guy in the parking lot with a flaming arrow in his head.
there's some minivan in the parking lot with an arrow in the hood.
It says the Olympic flame has traveled by canoe, camel, and the Concorde.
No, it hasn't.
This is all real.
What did they put it in?
Divers took the Olympic flame.
Carry the flame.
In the canoe.
Wait a minute.
I want to hear how the divers took it underwater.
Yeah.
To the Great Barrier Reef.
Yes.
Oh, how?
Yeah.
They have underwater torches that work.
No.
Yeah, sure they do.
They need oxygen.
That was, if they, look, if they can transform the flame to a radio signal, is that what you said?
Yeah, they have welding things that work underwater. They can have a flame underwater. They have to. I'm sure it's a little tricky.
They have welding. Yeah, after
there is no way they had the. It had to have been in a waterproof container that...
No, I'm sure it provides both the...
So you think they're... Okay, wait a minute. So here in your head, you're seeing divers at the Great Barrier Reef carrying a torch that's lit from the Olympic flame.
Right. Underwater. Hey, listen, modern technology is amazing.
That is not happening.
But I thought they took the flame from Tokyo and then they kept it lit and then they'll have it relit in Paris. No? Apparently not. That's no good.
No, it's the same. No, it's going to go underwater and up to the Everest, and some poor bastard's going to take it in a backpack up to the peak of Everest.
Camels,
and, he's going to slip and fall and set his back on fire. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, all his camping gear is just constantly getting on fire.
Kind of a disappointment that it's not
I'm sorry.
Lit. Oh, well. Maybe this will be about the flame. Can you grab this?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hi, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good, but Tom, if you really believe they was able to keep a flame going that far, I got 40 acres in euthanasia. I'll sell you livestock and barrel. Swear to God.
All right.
Wow.
And I want to call you guys today about something different, though.
What?
Well, Christy, you know, kids are starting to go back to school already.
That's right. Wolfie's
so
going to be in
out
first grade.
A little back to school advice.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
And I'll say it like this, for you kids starting first grade, stay away from the marker sniffers.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm serious, because making friends with the marker sniffers is only going to lead you down a bad path.
Really?
You know? This kid Jimmy Eaton, my first grade class, he used to eat paste, and it turns out he grew up to be a coroner.
A coroner?
He went from huffing Sharpies to doing the same with embalming fluid.
Oh, sure, that's not going to get you.
Yeah.
And that's how it starts. And all you freshmen, listen up to me, because I probably know more about attending high school than anybody I know of. Because after 6.5 years, I knew all the in and outs.
I bet.
And rule number one, stay away from the Salisbury steaks in the cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, you don't have trouble holding your mud by sixth period. And rule number two, yeah, Miss Martin is having an affair with the PE instructor, Miss Martinez. I swear to God, you know. Just because it ain't in the yearbook don't mean it ain't happening.
Uh-huh.
Looking back, I really owe a few teachers some apologies. First, I'd like to apologize to Miss Kinch for joyriding her brand new 87 Firebird in the winter of 89.
Cool.
Now, I still say maybe she should have locked her doors, you know, when warming up her car after school, but I still feel bad.
Uh-huh.
They made me repeat first grade because of it. I swear to God. You laugh, but I think they should have actually let me skip a grade. I mean, how many other 7-year-olds, you know, who can drive a stick, Tom?
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Second and foremost, I'd like to apologize to my teacher, Mr. Andrews, for spreading a rumor around school that he and Glenda, the lunch lady, like to slather themselves in sloppy joes and do it in a walk-in cooler. I hope your wife finally took you back. Anyways, the most important lesson I learned from high school was, if you ain't making all A's, just drop out now. Do you know if you only got to study like 3 to 5 weeks, you can pass your GED? That shows you how much a waste of time high school is. You can learn less in 5 weeks than what takes them a total of, what, 4 to 6 years to teach in a classroom.
Really?
Well, I'm no math magician, but those numbers just don't add up. So here's my advice. Write this down. Drop out. Get your GED. Find a good trade school. You know, learn how to fix expensive cars. Then later in life, when all the A students' cars break down, you can get rich by overcharging them on repairs.
That's true.
God, it's simple math 101.
Yep.
I got to get Woofy ready for the bus. Hang on. I told you, put your milk money in your sock. And if some bully gives you any trouble, fab tat right to his larynx. Oh, Tom, I gotta go.
Okay, thank you.
He actually made sense there.
Very helpful.
Go to trade school.
Now, you've got something about meat from a van. What?
Massachusetts police searching for a guy who's been allegedly selling meat out of a van. Westfield Police Captain Petoniak told 22 News.
22 News, TV channel. Channel 22.
Oh, I was looking up the Olympic flame. News is on your side.
That okay. The person has been visiting various neighborhoods, knocking on residents' doors to try and sell them discounted meat. The man is not registered with the city or the police department. Police added the man appears as though he is literally selling discounted meat, and there does not appear to be anything nefarious going on at this time, but they still asked residents to call the station if they see the man or his van. Security footage shows the guy drives a white truck with an American flag on the side.
Well, usually a van and meat, the guy's trying to show you his meat.
Oh.
Is this stolen meat? What's the concern of the
it
police?
It says discounted meat.
What's
I don't know
that?
What that means.
Yeah, I don't know. The
guy's in a van selling it down by the river. When he's not living in the van.
Down by the river.
Hope this guy's got great AC in that van.
Yeah, no joke.
Why did this make the National News Wire? Be on the lookout for a van selling meat. I mean, there are a lot of legit people selling meat out of vans.
Wait a minute. I know there's a few. Are you saying you don't want trouble from the meat van lobby? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean,
seriously, when was the last time you bought?
Of all the things you worry about.
There's a lot of good folks out there, Shane.
We can't upset the guys who sell meat in their van.
There are guys that sell ice cream. There are people that sell meat in vans.
There is no way you've bought meat from a van.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.